Hello everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Radio DePaul podcast in about a year. My name is Misha and I'm going to be the main producer of the show for the 2022-2023 school year. I'm a senior anthropology major with minors in bioethics and business administration. I'm also co-host of Deathropology, which is on Radio DePaul every Friday at 4:30 p.m. this term. This episode is going to be out a few days after that starts up, so if you listen to both, this is your second introduction. Hi. But I also think the audiences are different enough to warrant an introduction, but enough about me. You'll find out more about me throughout this year whether you want to or not. If you've listened pretty regularly to the Radio DePaul podcast, you might think it's a little odd that I'm the only person hosting. Usually there's two people who work on the show. And there might be a second person next term, but for now, it's just me and potentially a few guests here and there. Look out for that. And it does give me a really open rein in terms of what I can talk about, which is pretty exciting, but I wanted to focus on mainly like Chicago stories because I think that makes sense. Also, in laying ground rules, because I'm the only person producing the show for now, at least, episodes are going to be out every other week on Mondays at 10 a.m. This means that the next episode is going to be up on October 10th, so look out for that. So that's just one of like the first ground rules expectations I wanted to set. The second is that I'm going to avoid topics that I'd normally cover on Deathropology. Not only is it like a slight conflict of interest thing, but it's mostly because, well, I really love the project. I know it's not for everybody, for a general audience, and I personally know that the show like couldn't run without Jeffrey, in all honesty, just from like a mental health perspective, but also from like a vetting, researching, editing perspective. Other than that, the final ground rule I wanted to set is that even though I want to focus on mainly Chicago stories, there are going to be some like varying degrees to which that is true. So it might not be a band from Chicago, but a band that was playing in Chicago, if that makes sense. I mostly wanted to stay within the city just because A, it makes sense we're at DePaul, but B, when I first was thinking about moving up to Chicago, a lot of people asked like why I wanted to go. I'm originally from Iowa and generally people from there don't tend to think of Chicago as like a good or friendly place to be. But in general, there's to me a lot of reason to be here, whether it's the history, the architecture, the public transit. I hate driving, oh my gosh. I really love the lake. I love going to concerts that are like right in the city and really convenient to get to. And even the food and like some of the grocery stores are different over here and are, in my opinion, better. Essentially, this show is going to be kind of an elaboration on that, if that makes sense. There's just more enrichment here. If you, dear listener, have any Chicago-isms you are really passionate about or you would like for me to investigate, don't hesitate to reach out to the Radio DePaul podcast at gmail.com. It doesn't have the in it, it's just Radio DePaul podcast at gmail.com. Just make sure to put in the subject line that like it's a show idea or something along those lines. I do already have like a handful of episodes planned and written to cover my bases, but if your idea is interesting enough, I will consider it. Again, that's Radio DePaul podcast at gmail.com. I know this is like a really brief housekeeping episode more so than anything else, but I did want to finish off because the show is going to be really Chicago-centric. I wanted to kind of take some time to discuss some like CTA safety tips just for going about town, because a lot of these episodes are going to revolve around places you can get to easily using the CTA, especially if you're a student, because you have the free pass, you might as well use it. And I was looking around the CTA facts page just because I think it's interesting. And unfortunately, their stats are from the fall of 2017, which is so old, all things considered. Like, pre-pandemic by 2 years is really interesting to think about. But it says that the CTA has 1,864 buses that operate 129 routes and 1,536 route miles. Buses make about 19,237 trips a day. and served 10,786 bus stops. On the rapid transit system, CTA's 1,492 railcars operate 8 routes and 224.1 miles of track. CTA trains make about 2,310 trips each day and serve 145 stations. Personally, I think this is super interesting just because I love having good public transit. Well, good is subjective, but when you're actively like on a bus or train, you don't really think about just how many like bells and whistles are in it, right? I tend to take it for granted, but I know my freshman year pre-pandemic, I did not use the CTA pass enough. I was really afraid to use the buses, which is silly, and so only using the train and only really going where I need to, I didn't get out too much, which is unfortunate. Which in general is my advice to like anyone who has the free pass, use it. Again, just use it. Like, get comfortable with the CTA. If you're not from Chicago, ride trains to the end of their routes just for the fun of it. Stop in random areas within reason with friends and experience what you can. Especially, you never know when there's going to be another wave of the pandemic, in all honesty, or if there's going to be like some other new big, rapidly infectious disease that'll pop up. Enjoy this time while you have it. But do stay safe and, of course, like within reason and with friends. You can't always take trains with people you know. You will have to go alone every so often, but I think it's reasonable to say, like, if you're out at night, try to have friends or peers around you. And if you can't, then personally, I tend to avoid the random blue lines, at least the underground stations downtown. The brown line runs until like 1 or 1:30 a.m., so if you have an evening class, you are more than covered, and the brown line will get you between Fullerton and downtown, just the same as the red line. Well, not exactly the same, but, you know. In my personal opinion, you should still probably wear a mask on the CTA, especially if you're not feeling well. The pandemic at this point is looking to be a bit more like the flu with seasonal shots and whatnot. I actually both got the COVID booster and the flu shot a couple weekends ago, but monkeypox is still around. We don't know what's up with that so much. And especially if you haven't been able to get your booster or flu shot yet, I would be and still am personally worried about all of this, you know? Because another fact from the CTA website says that about 1.6 million people use the CTA on an average workday. Again, that statistic is from 2017, and I could imagine it's gone down a bit since the pandemic, but that's still a ton of people to share air with in a limited space. Even when there's like 50 people on a train car, that's a lot of strangers, you know? And something I used to do, and I don't do too much anymore, is that sometimes CTA cars will smell like weed, or will smell like alcohol, or will smell like bodily fluids. Sometimes I used to like spray perfume on my mask or put the roll-on perfume on my mask, just a little bit of it to cover any weird smells. You'll be staying safe and also not smelling odd scents. And also, if you're worried about your makeup coming off or something on your mask, is I put setting spray on the inside part of my mask, so then it usually helps just a little bit. You might still have to do some like blending or whatever, but being sick is worse than having slightly smudged makeup also. And my next thing is not so much of a safety tip, but if you're going on the train and you have your backpack on you, take the backpack off if you're gonna be like standing somewhere, because if you have your backpack there, it takes up more space where another person could potentially be. It's also just really uncomfortable. Unless you're gonna be on the train for like one or two stops, taking off your backpack kind of helps out a little bit with space. It's kind of more of a train etiquette thing. Also, another thing, and I don't know why people do this, like, incorrectly still. Let people get off the train before you crowd onto it. I don't know why this happens at the start of every school year. I get swarmed with freshmen just when I'm trying to, like, get off the train. Be patient. It's fine. You have time. It'll be fine. like, this happens with tourists all the time, too, because they're, like, panicking, trying to figure out where they're going or whatever. But seriously, it's just, like, common courtesy. Also, don't be on the phone on the train super loud, and don't play music on the train. Same goes for buses, actually. That's, like, it's so annoying. Do you like being a nuisance in every other situation of your life? Question mark? Although I do expect listeners of this podcast to, like, do and know better already. That is something that's, like, my biggest pet peeve on planet Earth, so I need to get it off my chest, to be honest. Especially with TikTok, like, one time I was standing on the train and this guy was watching the same TikTok, or at least, like, TikToks with all of the same audio, over and over and over again. I was just hearing, like, the same, like, 15-second audio clip for, like, minutes straight, like, 5 whole minutes, and I was so, so upset. It ruins your entire day. Listening to other people's hot garbage, it reflects poorly on you, it reflects poorly on whoever created the TikTok, whoever created the audio, it reflects poorly on your family, your ancestors, your dog, everything is now slightly tainted because you were a public nuisance. Don't do that. That rant's over. The last real advice I wanted to give is that if a person comes up to you and tries to talk to you while you're minding your own business, don't acknowledge them. If they're asking for, like, weed or money, don't entertain it, because it's just a waste of time, in all honesty. And if they ask for directions, don't. And I know that sounds super mean, but if this person actually wants directions, they can talk to the train conductor, the bus driver, the people who are hired at each train station to, like, be there to talk to you if you need help, you know? Or even, like, in theory, as soon as you get off at a train station, you're within 5 minutes of the nearest Starbucks. You'll have Wi-Fi, you'll have your phone, you'll have whoever is at the counter who can look up directions for you. They do not need directions from you. Usually, like, when people try to approach you like that, they're just trying to, like, distract you and waste your time so they can pickpocket you, in all honesty. Be on the lookout. Always know where your wallet and keys are. That's about it. That is kind of common sense stuff in general, but I did just want to go over it just in case, and mostly just to rant. But that pretty much is the end of this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Testing the water is always scarier than actually being in the water, right? I hope, if nothing else, you can learn a little bit more about the city with me, or at least can appreciate the city a little bit more for what it's worth. On that note, my name is Misha again, and if you want to reach out, the email is ratedapaulpodcast@gmail.com, and the next episode is going to be up on October 10th, again at 10 a.m., and it'll be about the 2022 Batman movie and its filming locations. Please look forward to that, and have a great 2 weeks.